BBC Science Unit, thank you for being our guest this week. The producer was Peter McHugh and the presenter, me, Sue Broom. If you want to keep up with the programme but can't always listen at the right time, you can hear it again on the web or download Science in Action as a podcast on the website at bbcworldservice.com.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie, and welcome to the show. Happy Friday. So today we're going to be talking with Lisa Sullivan from isurrenderthis.com, and she's going to be talking about what it means to surrender and all of the benefits associated with that. And also coming up on this weekend, Sunday, is International Women's Day. So if we have time, I'm going to play some music by artist, and so hopefully you'll enjoy that. So if you're listening right now, you can give us a call at 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR if you have any questions for the show and for our guest, or you can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com. So you may be listening to CITR.ca online or cosmicdimensions.com. And also I have my site up now at spiritualshow.com, or you can follow me on Twitter as Spiritual Show, or subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is also Spiritual Show. So we're going to bring Lisa Sullivan on. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Marie. I'm great today.
Fantastic.
Glad to be on the show.
Excellent. So I'm interested in hearing more about your site, and I was looking on your website. And so your website is isurrenderthis.com.
That's correct.
And can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, I have been studying spirituality and delving into all kinds of different aspects of it for many, many years. And thought I had a really good handle on my own self and my feelings and how I thought in the world in a spiritual way. And felt then at one point in my life, with some circumstances that were going on, that all of that came crashing down and that I just didn't have this deep place that I thought I had. And was crying and really in a place of despair for myself. My son was about to head off to Afghanistan with the United States Army. And my friend was passing from breast cancer. It was just a time where I just, I couldn't kind of grasp onto my faith. And just one day, this idea, this thought came to me that I just needed to let it all go, that I really couldn't control my life the way I thought I could control it. And that's what led to this whole path that I've been on.
So you mentioned that you realized that you needed to let go. And at what point, like, was there some kind of epiphany that came to you, or how did that work?
It really was an epiphany. It was just, it was one minute it was there, and the next, or was not there, and the next minute it was not there. You know, I'd heard the word surrender. We've all heard let go and let God, but the depth of what that meant for me, I guess I had to be put into a place where I understood from a deeper perspective what that actually could mean for myself. And that came when, you know, I just had this picture of this child of mine, you know, being shot at, or just there were some horrible thoughts going through my mind. And that for the first time in my life as a mother, I just felt as though I couldn't protect him anymore. And that really brought me to my knees. I guess as a mom, I was a single mom, and I have two children, and it had always been my place, at least how I felt, to take care of them and to protect them. And here I couldn't protect him anymore. And it really it took me to this place that I just couldn't quite fathom. And to just let him go and realize that I could put him in something called God's hands instead of my own hands was a great peace for me. And that's what surrender meant to me at that time. Over the years, it's really, it's moved even further and deeper into my being, and it's always a journey for me to keep doing it.
Fantastic. Well, if you want to get on the air and ask Lisa a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So Lisa, I'm hearing your story right now about your son going off to Afghanistan, and I am a fan of Abraham Hicks.
Yes.
And the story actually, I guess a lot of people's kids went off to Afghanistan. But there was a woman who asked that story to Abraham on one of their CDs. Was that you?
It was not me, and I haven't listened to that. I'd like to know, I'd like to hear that, but okay. It was not me.
Oh, I'm not sure what CD it was on, but there was...
I'll have to search it out myself. That was not me, Mom. And I am a fan of Abraham as well. And I understand the law of attraction, but sometimes I've gotten lost within that myself. I don't know. I can't speak for anyone else, but it hasn't. This same child a year and a half ago had a massive heart attack. And I remember deeply after I got the phone call that he was being taken by a helicopter, going down the road in a kind of crazy state that I was in, and just think to myself, I couldn't have attracted this, and I was really screaming out to God. And I understand it a little deeper, but in that moment, my surrender was better than the law of attraction for me.
Okay, so let's, I can imagine that would be a really devastating experience, and the law of attraction says that everything that happens in our life, we do attract. But when things happen, I mean, sometimes things come right out of left field, and it's like, well, where could this have possibly come from?
I can remember the place in the road that I was that day when I really cried out, like, how could I have attracted this? It was beyond my imagination. You know, but I do agree that we do, you know, it's so much deeper than just did I attract it. You know, it's his journey, it's my journey, it's a bigger picture. And I've been able to find the bigger picture in it all at this point. In that moment, on the way to the hospital, I wasn't. But I've had many miracles, and he's just a complete miracle, and every day. So he's brought me to this amazing place through his journey, and I always tell him that I would not be doing this without his journey that he's fearlessly taken in his life. He's a police officer now, and he just laughs. He's only 24 years old. He just laughs at me.
So I want to talk, Lisa, about your website, but first of all, I want to talk about the nitty-gritty, like more detail of what does it mean to surrender? Is there a process that you go through, or how does it work?
Sure. Well, when I first started doing this, I looked at a process and I wrote about a process, and it's for me, it was a reflection of a lot of the stuff that I've learned. There's really nothing new in my process that so many of the great spiritual writers have spoken about. But for me, I tried to make it into a more active process, and I created not only the website, but I wrote a little booklet. And I have a product. And what I thought when I was writing this and it was that we really need to look at our beliefs. When we're surrendering, we have to look at what is it that we're actually surrendering? What is it? Is it a belief that's real or true for everyone? Or is it just this sort of something my parents have taught me or my church or the government, per se? And that there was things that we needed to look at first. And so we have to think of our thoughts, because as Abraham speaks, our thoughts create things, and our thoughts are really what matter. But deeper than a thought then comes the belief behind the thought. So these were all things that I have people look at in the process, their thoughts and their beliefs about the thoughts, because those really pull us towards where we're going. And then our intentions in life. So put this into. So if my thought was, I'm going to use my son as an example because it's just easy for me to do that. My thought was that if I loved him enough as a parent that I could somehow protect him. And I came to realize that thought, and it's also more than a thought, it's a belief, was really not true, that I could love him and not be there to protect him. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I then came up with what was the opposite of that, and I would write it down in a flag, or on a piece of paper, excuse me, in a very positive way. So one of my thoughts was, have the men come to the door, the military people. I get choked up even just thinking about it still today, and knocking on the door. It was every mother of a soldier's nightmare to have them ever come to your door. And so instead of that vision going on and on in my head, I turned it around to seeing him open-armed, coming off an airplane in his uniform, whole and healthy in mind, body, and spirit. And that really helped me in the process to, in a very positive affirmation way, to create to manifest really what I wanted to happen rather than what my mind and brain was repeating. The negative repeats. So that's the process that I go through. And then I actually write that down in a very positive way. So I would have written that down, and then I would have placed it into my little surrender flag. If you go to the website, you'll see the flag. And I leave it there. And when Quinn was in the military and away, I had this flag just overflowing with pictures of him. And I still keep them all, too. It's amazing to see the amazing miracles that have happened and how so many of my prayers have been answered through my surrendering.
Fantastic. When you were talking about the image of your son and the image of the guy coming to the door to tell you, to give you the bad news, that's something that when we are talking about the law of attraction here, and when you're visualizing that, I mean, it can be so vivid when you're thinking about the worst case scenario.
Yes.
Yeah. And you're actually doing the opposite of what you want to do. You're actually creating that, because we go through these visualizations to manifest the positive things that we want in our lives. But then when we're thinking about the negative things, it's even more vivid a lot of the time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was my, and so when I say I knew all of this, It's so easy to know it, but to actually be able to do it and be there when you're called to it, it takes you to this deeper place that I was brought to, and that's where it came from. That, you know, I knew that I didn't want to attract this, and I knew that my thoughts mattered, and I knew that to be positive. But your brain, that part of your brain that just, like your ego, I mean, Eckhart Tolle's written so much about it, just pulls you into being out of the now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big place that I try to stay as well in my surrender work. To be surrendered, if in the bottom line, to be surrendered is to be accepting of the moment as it is without question and without judgment. That's what the true nature of surrender is. And it's very hard for our human brains to do, because we tend to want to live in the past or look towards the future instead of be in the moment.
That's so true, because our brains are kind of like computers. I mean, they're always like thinking of every scenario that could possibly happen. And I think that's part of the defense mechanism that we have as humans, and part of the reason that we've survived for all these hundreds and thousands of, however long we've been around for. But at a certain point, when we're not having to worry about running from tigers or bears, there's a point when it's no longer useful to us.
Correct. And what I've been doing this about 5 years now, and what I found is there's definitely differences in each person as well. Every brain thinks differently. And I'm just was having some acupuncture yesterday, and my acupuncturist said, "Lisa, you're an earth person, you're a nurturer." He said, "You're a worrier by nature." He was trying to tell me that that's just my sort of constitution, but that's who I am. And I always have battled against that innate worrying that I do, and it's not a comfortable place for me, and I always wanted to be one of these free-loving, you know, people. But I'm coming, as I get older and have gone through this, that that's just not me, and I need to just be who I am And it's a blessing to a lot of people, because without being me, being who I am, I wouldn't be doing this surrender work. And I've touched a lot of people, and I do understand that on some levels, that it's been great for me to go through this journey so that I could help other people.
Exactly.
But we do all think a little bit differently, and what upsets me does not upset you, and what upsets another person might not upset either one of us. So it's interesting.
Well, I think you're bringing up an interesting point, because it takes, I've been reading this book, The Highly Sensitive Person,
mm-hmm.
and it takes all kinds of people. I mean, yes, it's not healthy to be worrying constantly, but the world, there is a place for people who are conscientious and aware of things, because there are other people that are totally just off doing crazy things, and sometimes they need us worriers to reel them in a little bit, you know.
Exactly. My son's favorite thing to say to me is, "You're so overprotective." And so I just laugh now, because yeah, I am. That's my nature as a woman, I guess, to be a little bit overprotective. I say, if women weren't like this, the human race probably would not have existed as long as it has, because we are what keeps it going by our you know, that mothering instinct.
Exactly.
To protect at all costs our children, which keeps the whole thing going.
So, Lisa, it's time for a break now. If you want to get on the air and ask a question to Lisa, her website is isurrenderthis.com, and we're talking about surrender. So the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Holy smokes! I can't believe I'm part of the coolest club in the world!
Bub?
Yeah?
So, what club is that?
CITR! As a club member, I get ginormous discounts on the Friends of CITR card, which in itself, Timmy, I must say, is pretty amazing. I get dirt cheap prices at stores and shots I'm at all the time anyway. To be honest, it feels like being in a club within a club!
Wow. Hey, I want a Friends of CITR card.
You don't even have to be a member to get one, although clearly you'd be that much cooler if you were a member. Go purchase your Friends of CITR card down at CITR, or at special events they sponsor, such as concerts, membership drives, and shindig.
I got it. It feels like having special powers. I go into stores and bam! Discounts.
Tis what I said.
No question, the most insidious virus in the midst of this illegal downloading of music is piracy on the net.
On Sunday, March 8th, Doxer hosts a special preview screening of the documentary R.I.P. R.I.P., a remix manifesto, is an edgy exploration of copyright law's effect on the future of art and our daily activities in a world where watching YouTube and downloading music is the norm.
R.I.P. follows Girl Talk, a hip-hop DJ acknowledged by many as a lawsuit waiting to happen due to his famous mashups. The film asks us to consider a balance between artistic inspiration, sharing within a community, and copyright protection. Director Brett Gaylor will be in attendance via Skype.
R.I.P. is being shown at the Van City Theatre, 1181 Seymour Street, on Sunday, March 8th. Doors at 6:15, show at 7. Tickets on sale now at www.doxafestival.ca. R.I.P., a seriously entertaining and groundbreaking documentary.
I swear to God, I'm not wearing just my underwear right now. This is Beth.
Hi, this is Beth Ditto from The Gossip, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
No, yeah, this is the best thing in the world. You guys are going to be blown away.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. We're talking with Lisa Sullivan from isurrenderthis.com, and International Women's Day is coming up this weekend on Sunday, March 8th. So we're going to talk now about what it means to be a woman and surrender. Lisa?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. So as a woman and a mother and And a woman. What does it mean as a woman to surrender?
Well, I think it's kind of a dichotomy for women, because I think we're really great at surrendering much more than men. I hate to say that, but men just believe by their nature and what they're taught is to be in control all the time, that they have to be the ones in control. And so for women, we are much easier to do it. And I think that's a wonderful thing about women. We're more open to things. Most of the women that I talk to that come to my website are females rather than men. And I think we just need to applaud ourselves 100% for our ability to be open-minded to anything that can help us, and surrender is certainly something there. But on a deeper level, to surrender as a woman is to just love your life in that moment. And I know women, we can get caught up with so many things about how we look and weight, and to just know that to surrender as a woman to the beauty, the wonderful beauty that we are just naturally, because we are, and nothing else, just because we are a woman, we're beautiful, and for women to surrender to that, to just be there with it instead of fighting against it, to allow themselves to be the woman that they are instead of fighting against it.
Beautiful. Well, I think that is the perfect way to lead into this song. I've decided just now that I'm going to play a song, and this is by Deanna, and she is a Vancouver musician, and she is Deanna Knight, and you can find her. Where is her website? I'm trying to find it here. But she is through shemoon.com. So you can find her there. And if you want her contact information, just drop me a line at spiritualshow.com. So we're going to play My Love Inside by Deanna Knight on Synchronicity.
See?
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. That was Deanna Knight from her album Shadow of a Star. And if you haven't guessed already, that actually wasn't My Love Inside. That was Peacock. So that was a beautiful song by Deanna Knight, who is a local Vancouver singer, songwriter, musician. So thank you for sending in that CD, Deanna. And if you want to send in a CD, if you have some music that would be appropriate to play on Synchronicity, feel free to find my contact information at spiritualshow.com, and you can send it in to me and I'll give it a listen and hopefully play it on the show. So welcome back, Lisa.
Hi. That was just a beautiful song.
It was, wasn't it?
Yes, it's, yeah, I want to go get that CD myself right now.
Well, she's at, I think the people who put it out are shemoon.com. So I'm not exactly sure where it's being sold. If it's being, it may be at Banyan Books, but I can send you her contact information
sure.
later on. Yeah.
Beautiful.
So, got to support those local Vancouver artists and especially female artists.
That's right.
Just in time for International Women's Day, which is March 8th on Sunday. So let's talk more about what it means to surrender as a woman, because we're talking about how before the song that it's a little bit easier for women to surrender.
I really do believe it is. It's easier. I don't know in the end if it's easier for us to actually do the surrender, but it's easier for us to even get to that place where we might even contemplate it, if that makes sense. I think men tend to just not be able to go there at all. And that's just my experience. I'm sure there's plenty of men out there, if they're listening, they're like, oh, I can do it. But I just find that women are easier, and it's just an easier place for us to go to because of who we are. I think we have to surrender a lot more in our daily lives, and we're taught it from a younger age. And I also don't want people to think that surrender is a form of submission if we're talking about women, because it's really not a form of submission. It's a form of allowing. It's with our full, we are really fully involved in surrender rather than being told to do it like you would in some submissive way. So for women that are listening, I wouldn't want you to think that quite often I'm asked, you know, isn't surrender about giving up, and isn't that the wrong thing to do? And I really want to point out that surrender is not about giving up. It's about allowing. And I always, I use the word God. It's about allowing something greater than myself to actually lead me on my path rather than me choosing the path.
Excellent.
And so surrender for women, if you just wake up in the morning and just ask, for one day to be surrendered to what's happening and allowing it rather than fighting against it. As a woman, I think we can get to that place in a really quicker time than the male species.
Beautiful. Well, it's time again for a break, so I want to talk more about the surrendering process when we get back. So we'll be right back with more talk about surrender and surrender as a woman just in time for International Women's Day right here on Synchronicity.
Ska music, you're alright.
What's up?
I don't know, you're just a little bit.
CIT Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon. CITR.
Hi, this is Sam from The Go Team, and you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome back to Synchronicity. This is talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. And we're talking with Lisa Sullivan from I Surrender This about surrendering. So Lisa, you talked about waking up in the morning and just asking for the ability to surrender. Can you get into a little more detail about what that is?
Sure. Well, when I started this, it was just a thought. So it was just me saying, oh, I surrender. And what I found for myself was that I needed something more active, and that's when I created my product, I Surrender This, because I felt as though it put me in a place where I actually came to it each day. I created an altar. I call it an altar piece quite often in the publishing things that I do about it, because for me it was a place where I would light a candle and I would put a flower, and it became a meditation to me to surrender, because what I found for my own self is that life can get so hectic and it can get so carried away, and people are asking you to do things, that we lose sight of who we are and we lose sight of our ability to surrender with so many people and asking for us, for our attention. And, you know, you have internet and you have the TV and your children and your spouse and your dogs and cats. And for me, it became this place where I needed to focus each morning on the aspect of surrender, so it would move me forward in my day in that place of surrender. I used to have a blog called A String Around Your Finger, because I thought of surrender and my ability to do it during the day on an active basis, that I would need that string around my finger to keep reminding me, because so often our brain just takes us back to that place of fear. And so for me, to do it in the morning, to sit some beautiful music like we just heard possibly, and to meditate on how we would like to surrender, to meditate using the law of attraction, how do we see our day? I loved in What the Bleep, I'm not going to come up with his name off the top of my head, Dispenza, I believe his last name is, where he said, I create my day. And so this is a way of creating your day, visualizing how you'd like it to be. And then the other point to it is to then say, but if it's not happening the way I'm envisioning it, that I'm going to be surrendered to that and know that there's purpose and beauty in however my life takes me. So quite often I feel that people try too much to control their lives. We try to control so much of it. And that when we let go of that rein, when we pull the oars out of the water, so to speak, and allow God or a power greater than yourself or spirit, whatever you call it, to lead us, life really works out better for us. And a morning practice for me is the best route to that, to do this in the morning and move it forward in my day. Well, so I light a candle, I might write a prayer and put it in my flag, or a prayer about somebody else that's on my mind or I've gotten an email about. And then I surrender that to spirit, to be watched over and prayed for during the day.
Great. Well, Lisa, I wanted to ask you, first of all, if you have a question for Lisa, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. That's our number here at the station. You can give us a call. And I wanted to ask you, because you talked about how sometimes we don't get everything that we envision it to be, but we can still surrender to that. So yesterday, as an example, I've been posting interview clips up on YouTube, and last week I did an interview with Stuart St. John, and I had a great time doing that, and I posted those up on my YouTube page, and I got an email from YouTube yesterday saying that it had been reported for copyright infringement. And I was like, what? So I did a Google search because it was by Viacom, who had said that I had violated their copyright, and which I don't see as possible since it's my show and I have every right to put it up there. But so I did a search for John Stewart and Viacom. I mean, Stewart St. John and Viacom, and what came up was John Stewart. So I think that there's some kind of like program that, you know, finds these names, these keywords, and says, oh, that must be one of our videos. You should take it down, even though they haven't actually physically watched it. So that's something that I was getting pretty upset about. And I was thinking, well, I'm going to take my videos off YouTube if they're going to be like that. And, you know, I mean, it's a normal reaction, right? They were being ridiculous to me. But someone actually on Facebook, a friend of mine on Facebook, reminded me that you don't know what's going to come of this.
Right. Right. So, and you know, that's so, it's so true. I think for myself, the times when I've gotten so anxious just like that, the more time when I'm really in that place, just like you were yesterday, I usually get a big kick in the behind and a big giggle afterwards, because there's that saying in the spiritual world, it's not this, something better, right? You know that one.
Mm-hmm.
And quite often that really is what happens. And if we can just be in that place of peace and know that everything happens for a reason, we can't judge. You can't know that something else even worse might have. I can't even think of what it would have been, but I don't know YouTube that well and the laws behind it, but the thing about surrender is to trust, and it's often a hard thing to do. We're just not in a very trustworthy world right now, but to trust that things are going your way no matter what, and that even on a deeper level, that that you'll be able to handle, for me, that I'll be able to handle whatever life brings to me. That's a place of surrender for me, that to allow anything to come into my life with open arms, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and to know that I am cared for, I am held, what I call in the hand of God, no matter what, and as well as you. And that's the hope that I want so many people to have, is that this is a real place, this place of surrender, that there is a real force behind it, and that we are not left on our own, that we are deeply cared for and watched over. I have a... And when I talk about my son, I also am an angel therapy practitioner. I don't know if I've spoken to you about that at all. And do you know what that is, Marie?
I do, but maybe someone listening doesn't, so...
Sure. So I'm trained under Doreen Virtue, who's quite an expert in the field of angels, and I've done a lot of work with Doreen. And the angels have also brought a wonderful aspect to my life and my surrender work, because they're there, really nudging me along and sort of holding me in those times. But I have a cute story I'll tell. It's not really cute, but it's when my son, and this is how we are held, and how to be in that place of allowing no matter what. You can find the beauty in it later, but of when I was talking earlier about driving to the hospital when I've gotten that news about my son, I have a guardian angel, and her name is Keturah, and I had known about this angel for about 15 to 20 years at this point, but I'd never known the name or who that was. You know, I'd always searched, like, that's a kind of an odd name. I'd always searched what it might mean. You know, you hear other names, and you want to know what the meaning is. And about 5 or 6 years ago, I found that Keturah actually was a real-life person. She's written about in Genesis. And she was Abraham's second wife after Sarah. And that was, have you ever heard the name Keturah, Marie?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, it's a very odd sort of name. And so when the internet, this is where it came about, when the internet came on, I was able to Google it, and there it came. And I was like, wow, this is a real live person. But the morning after my son's heart attack, I walked into his room. He was in intensive cardiac care. And in hospitals, they have whiteboards, and they tell what day it is. And do you know what I'm talking about? Hopefully the people mm-hmm. do, but they tell you who your doctor is. And this was all so new to me. But they're written on the board all these years later, and I can't tell you how important this angel is to me, was the name Keturah. And it was actually his assistant nurse's name. And it was just this huge awakening to me that we are always cared for and that we're being watched. It was just this huge sign from heaven that was just written right in front of me. Your guardian angel is here with you and him. And I thought that was just a beautiful message. And I just want people to know that there is hope in this place of surrender when we just stop fighting against what's happening in our lives.
Well, that's really beautiful. It's so nice to have messages from the universe like that, like Keturah seeing the name. And that's one of the things that Doreen Virtue talks about. If it's a message from your angels,
right,
which can really be, I mean, you can look at angels in any way because they're all source energy. They're all part of God or the universe or whatever you want to call it. So it could be a message from your angel. It could be a message just from the fairies of the universe.
That's right.
But seeing it multiple times,
right,
that's definitely a sign that it's, you know, something is trying to get your attention when you're seeing these things over and over again.
Right, and I think it's just another aspect of spirit that's there, like, nudging us and saying, you know, we're here, or I'm here, or it's here, whatever, that this is a crazy and wonderful universe that we live within. And I couldn't have imagined, you know, I'd never seen this name before in print even, really. And most people have never heard it, but to see that on that whiteboard that morning, really, it was what grounded me into my reality again and my beliefs. And there's a, just speaking of Doreen, she has a book called Angels 101, and there's a story about my son in there and how angels have watched over him quite a bit in his life. So
wow.
Anybody's listening, and his name is Quinn, and she calls me Lassie in the book, and Doreen's a very special person to me.
Wow. I love her show and her books, and she's just so inspiring. I have all of her cards,
uh-huh,
and I saw her when I was in Toronto a couple of years ago at the I Can Do It conference, so that was really magical.
Yes, and she's been a great inspiration for my surrender work. I know all of the first people, she mentioned me in one of her newsletters, and it was just an overflowing amount of people that came to my site, and it was wonderful. She's a deep and dear friend of mine. So it's nice. It's nice to have the angels, and it's nice to be able to just let go. And I know I've been talking not directly to Doreen lately, but she's doing a lot with surrender herself right now. And it's always there for, you know, even people that we look up to. I was listening to Deepak Chopra this morning on the way to an appointment, and he was just talking. He was talking himself about surrender, and it's always there, and it's always there to remind us that even the great spiritual leaders and teachers are in that place and learning about and working on their ability to surrender, because it's something that doesn't come easy to any one of us, but it's a practice. It's really like a meditative practice that we just need to keep doing.
Fantastic. Well, it's time again already for another break, so we'll talk more about this in just a moment. We're talking with Lisa Sullivan from isurrenderthis.com. If you have a question for Lisa, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
So you want to gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will, so why not gain it ethically? Sprouts. The student-run, not-for-profit grocery store is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. We're talking about surrender and what it means to surrender as a woman, and we're speaking with Lisa Sullivan from isurrenderthis.com. So Lisa, we only have a few minutes left in the show, so I want to talk about your website and your product, because one of the things is that I want to know is, how do you remind yourself? You mentioned tying a string around your finger, and So this process that you use on your website and this product that you have, how does that help someone remember to surrender?
Well, it's an actual piece. So have you seen it, Marie? Did you
yes,
see?
I have.
No, you do. So for me, I mean, because I have them sort of in every room, so for me it's quite easy to do that. But I have found that with almost everything in life that the brain sort of takes us away and takes us off focus. I think it's its nature to just take us off of focus. And so it's like putting, when you're on a diet, putting messages on your refrigerator or whatever, that I just have this around in different places in my house. Now everyone's not going to have all that many, but to just have it in a place that you go to every day near your desk or on a bureau in your bedroom. And it's just a reminder. It's just, you know, sometimes in those deepest, darkest places, all you have to do is, you know, for me, look over and see that white flag, which is just a symbol, but it connects something in my mind to, okay, Lisa, let it go. And because I'm so entrenched in it, it's easy for me today to do it. But even, you know, there are times in my life where people go, come on, Lisa, surrender. It's like, okay, all right, you're right. So it's a practice. It's just like anything, whether it's yoga, daily exercise, or eating right. To surrender does not come naturally to us, so it's just a reminder, this product. And I teach a class called 60 Days to Surrender Success, where we really actively do this work and look at deep things that are going on in our lives and surrender them. And so in that sort of course, you're so active in it that it's easy, but again, as soon as it stops, you're off to it. So it's just a reminder and a place that you can go to and pour your deepest longings and desires out and to hopefully manifest them in a very positive way.
So you have, Lisa, the product that you have is, it's like a brass or bronze hand.
Yes.
Holding a white flag that it actually looks like it's open, like a little envelope.
It's a pocket. That's correct.
And you put your surrender, things that you want to surrender in there. Do you do that every day, or do you just do it once and then have it there as a reminder?
Well, sometimes I have so many, and it comes, the product comes with a pad, and I teach people how to write the positive affirmation out, because, you know, we don't want to put what we don't want. So it's like, I don't want this to happen. That's not the right way to say it, right? So mm-hmm. I want this to happen. I want a new job. And so I teach people how to do that. And every day, not always every day, it depends on what's going on in my own life, whether I do it every day. But for me, I had this one picture. I have pictures, I think, on my website of it, where I had put a picture of my son in it. And I put a yellow ribbon around little yellow ribbon stapled to the picture, and that was just in there from the minute he deployed until he came home and then some. You know, and I put dollar bills or $10 bills so I can manifest more money. I have all sorts of different things. I have a breast cancer pin on mine, sort of in memory of a friend that died. So lots of different things go into my pocket, and it's overflowing, and then I need to take that out and say, it's a wonderful place to look and say, oh my goodness, this was manifest. This is not a problem in my life anymore. This has been healed beautifully. Or, gosh, I still need to work on this. I'm still struggling with this aspect of my life.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool, you know, people call them God boxes, and I've seen lots of them. And for me, this white surrender flag was just such a visual. I'm a visual person. I'm an artist, and it was just this place for me where it became bigger than myself. And for me, what I want to also tell people is the hand is both my hand and God's hand, and it's a very solid hand. And the actual flag can come out, and you can wave that flag. Sometimes I've been known to do that, just wave it to God, like, help me here. You know, I really need to let this go. But I say, when I'm writing my affirmation, I'm writing it, and the hand is mine writing it. But when I put it into the flag and into the place in the flag, then this worry then becomes God's, and it's in God's hand. So that hand, which was first mine, now is God's hand, and I'm actually placing my worries, my cares, my children's lives, my job, my abundance into God's hands.
Oh, that's so amazing.
That's how the product works for me.
Nice. Well, that's a really great explanation, because when you see it, it's like, okay, yeah, I put my things in the little flag, but the way you describe it is just beautiful. So,
well, thank you. It's taken a little bit for me to understand myself how it works, but I can't tell you the blessings that I've had. And I teach sometimes at the Omega Institute. They have a teen camp, and I have young teens doing this, and it's just amazing to see them do it with such open hearts, the process that I teach them. And, you know, they just come with tears in their eyes, some deep things, you know, when you're a teenager to let go of. And it's been a great thing to see other people doing it.
Oh, well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. And so when you are writing something to surrender, you always write it in the positive. Like, can you give us an example of something simple?
Absolutely. So I'm writing it in a positive. This is so law of attraction. This is just that. So if I want it, someone's unemployed, they would say, sometimes when we write our fears down, we write, I'm so afraid of losing my job. So let's say we haven't lost our job yet, but we're in fear that we might lose our job, okay? Mm-hmm. In today's world, especially in the United States, I don't know how bad it's gotten in Canada yet, but so I'm afraid I'm going to lose my job. These are the thoughts going through my head. What if this happens? How am I going to pay my bills? So those are all the negative ways that our mind is thinking. And so to write it down on paper, we would say, I have the perfect job. I am happy. I am abundant within my job. I'm trying to think here. I love the people I work with, and on and on, and it's all positive. And it's then really visualizing that as well for how we see that instead of the fearful thoughts. And then we would just say, and I surrender this. And then you're putting it in God's hands then to then bring that to you.
So
however that comes.
So saying that you have the perfect job and that you're happy, it might not necessarily be that I'm going to still have this job that I'm at forever and ever.
That's right.
Just that even, you know, whatever happens, I know that I'm going to be taken care of.
Completely. So this is really the art of allowing the universe to give us what it, with a capital I, sees is best for us, rather than what we, with a small w, would project for our own self. It's really putting the I in God and saying, you know, what do you want for me, rather than what do I want for myself. What I really want, what I tell people, what people really want, I think, and if you can get to that, is we want to be happy, we want to be peaceful, and we want to be loved. And if that's all we ask, we're going to have everything we want. And so to bring our worries and fears into the place of what we really want, which is peace, happiness, and love, is what we're asking for.
Beautiful. Well, it's already time, Lisa, to start wrapping up the show, so I'm wondering if there's anything that you'd like to add to close the show.
Well, I just would like to say I have a social website as well that we just talk about surrender on. It's a part of the Ning platform, and it's isurrenderthis.ning.com. You can get that from my regular website as well. And I'd love to have anybody be a friend on Twitter. I'm isurrenderthis on Twitter, and Facebook me. I love helping you. If anybody's out there and listens to this today live or somehow in the archive, I'm always available to have a question asked towards me, and I'm really a person that loves to help people and to move people closer to that place of deep peace that comes through surrender. And so if anyone's out there and wasn't able to get a call in today, or, you know, just wants a question after thinking about it, I'm here.
Thank you so much, Lisa. Thank you for being on the show, and thank you for sharing your insights on surrender, and especially surrender when it comes to for a woman's perspective. And thank you for being on the show.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Excellent. Well, thank you again to Lisa Sullivan at isurrenderthis.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Marie, and this is Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. You can check out shows, check out the show on Friday from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR.ca or noon to 1 p.m. on the East Coast at cosmicdimensions.com. Check out past shows, trade links, read my blog, and get the latest updates at spiritualshow.com. Up next is Scotty's Scenic Drive on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We're going to close the show with one more song by the beautiful and talented Deanna Knight, a Vancouver vocalist and musician. Here is her the title track from her album, Shadow of a Star, on Synchronicity.
Whatever. Done.